Gold Centre Victoria, the Divinals, some pleasure and pain on this Tuesday afternoon, the home stretch, thanks to Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment and the UK Hotel. And joining us, as she does each and every Tuesday around this time, Helen Yorston from Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Really?
Gorgeous day.
Lovely, isn't it? It's too nice to be inside. We should be out enjoying it, shouldn't we?
That's right. But some of us have to work.
This is true. This is true. And plenty of volunteer organisations are seeking volunteers. Firstly, the Otis Foundation.
That's right. Yes, our fantastic Otis Foundation. They're seeking volunteers who enjoy gardening and would like to give a little bit of time back and help to spruce up their accommodation cottages, which are a special treat for women and families with breast cancer. Who are able to visit on a weekly basis. And so if anyone's out there with a little bit of spare time and want to help with some gardening, mowing, whippersnipping, you know, whatever, that'd be fantastic. So please let us know, because I know the Otis Foundation will welcome you. And, of course, if you don't want to be outdoors, we know that Lifeline provide a fantastic support service to vulnerable people in our community. And we've all had a challenging time with COVID, and I believe they're still as busy as ever. So perhaps answering phone and being supportive and having a listening ear is what's your area of interest. So Lifeline might be what could interest people. Or for people who would like to venture away from Bendigo and have a change, maybe it's about BlazeAid, who, of course, are busy down Gippsland Way, helping the communities down there recover after the bushfires and helping construct fences and all sorts of things. And I know people from all walks of life have been doing it, and they are so appreciative because, as we can all imagine, it would be quite a daunting activity to just sort of look at your area and your community and it's all been burnt. And I know the bush is starting to come back, but where do you start when it comes to building fences again? So it's not only about building the fences, but it's also about just having that listening ear and comforting and being kind and considerate of other people.
That's the one thing I guess we've forgotten about all of this because of it being the global pandemic, is the fact that we did have those big bushfires at the start of the year. So BlazeAid, yeah, they'll be screaming for volunteers, no doubt. Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre, joins us this afternoon. The Discovery Centre are seeking some skilled tradesmen. Well, I can probably go to Bunnings and buy a hammer. That's about the length of my skill set.
Yes. They're very excited. I know they're about to open up soon, just like some of our other tourism industries. So, but yes, some skilled tradesmen to help with repairs, but also creating new exhibitions for us to discover more in science, which is good fun. Or, of course, the other option is Bendigo Food Share. And they've been so busy over the last 8 weeks and done a power of work. So we really have to say our thanks and our congratulations to them for the wonderful work they've been doing. But they're looking for somebody with a forklift license or warehouse management skills and marketing skills. So if any of that appeals to people, give us a bell. And, of course, our friends out at Heathcote with their Meals and Wheels program, supporting residents in the community who perhaps find it a bit of a struggle to cook a meal. So anybody who'd like to volunteer to do that during the week, maybe it's being the driver or being the jockey. And you do need to have a flu vaccination and, of course, naturally a driver's licence. And last but not least is, of course, our fantastic team out at Eagle Hawk Community House who's still looking for a few volunteers to help with cooking and preparing the meal. And if none of that suits, don't forget to be kind and be neighbourly and do just ask your neighbour whether they need a hand. And helping with the shopping or helping out in the gardening, just okay, you know, just check that everyone's all right.
Plenty of ways to be involved with various organisations around Central Victoria. Helen, if anyone is interested, how can they get involved?
Yes, sure. They can give me a call on 0435 532 020, or jump on the computer and just Google Bendigo Volunteers and view our website with some options there. And I think as the weeks go by, more organisations will be opening up. And certainly in the new year. So it's now time just to think about how we can help and give back to our community. That's an important aspect.
Very well said. Helen, let's do it all again next week.
Fantastic. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you very much. Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre, 0435 0800 532 020. We'll have all the details at goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Coming up very soon, Robert Palmer. It's Gold Central Victoria.